This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
If you're as burned out on politics as we all are these days, it seems, here's an interesting idea. Wouldn't it be cool that instead of having political parties, because the political parties are awful, just this political tribalism doesn't work. What if we had a system where instead of parties that you vote for, you could vote for individual policies one at a time? So, in other words, instead of Congress deciding what will become a law and then you electing members of Congress, what if every proposed law were put to a public vote and allow the public to vote on each individual law? There's an idea. Let's say the open borders issue versus the illegal immigration issue. Say, hey, we want to build a wall. That's a common thing that's being discussed today. We want to build a wall. Let the American people vote on building the wall. So that's one idea. But there might be an even better idea. And I call this taxation voting, which is you're paying taxes every year, probably, unless you're a tax protester or something. So you're paying federal taxes. What if instead of just sending all your money to Washington and then letting the corrupt criminal bureaucrats decide how they want to spend your money for their programs and their friends and their corruption and everything, what if there were budget designations on every tax form and you get to decide what percentage of your taxes go to which program? So, for example, now, for lazy people, there should be a box that you can just check the box and just say, oh, I'll let the government decide. If you want the bureaucrats to decide how to spend your money, then you just check the automatic box. And that's kind of the way it is right now. That's the default way. But what if you could designate percentages? So for national defense, right? What if you could say, oh, I want 20% of my taxes to go to national defense? Now, immediately, you might be saying, wait a minute, what if there's not enough money for national defense? How are you going to defend the nation? Well, hear me out. Let me go through this, and I'll explain some of the downsides and caveats in this. What if, like building the wall, instead of saying we're either going to build the wall or not build the wall, what if we had the taxpayers have a line on their tax returns and say, yeah, I want 10% of my taxes, or whatever percent you want, to go to building the wall? So a lot of people would say maybe 0%. Some people might say 100%. And then after the taxes are collected, you'd find out, well, this is how much money we have to build a wall. And that would be the budget for building the wall. What about, you know, the FDA? FDA has a big budget. EPA has a big budget. What if these budgets were decided by the voters and then the EPA officials and the FDA officials and others, DEA, you name it, they had to really go to the public and justify their existence? Because I've always wondered, how come the FDA isn't doing lab tests on food and sharing that with the public? Why don't we have a national database of all the lab test results carried out by the FDA? Because I think we should, but we don't. You know, actually, my company's done more of that than the entire FDA. And so we're sending all this money to the FDA. What are we getting for it? Oh, they're just pushing a bunch of pharmaceuticals. Well, maybe that's not how we want our money to be spent with the FDA. Same thing with EPA. Why is the EPA running around assaulting farmers over, you know, wetlands that are on their farm that are really just sort of mud puddles for the most part? Maybe we don't want the EPA to have a budget for buying assault teams and bulletproof vests and AR-15s, which they have bought. There are assault teams inside the EPA, and that's insane. I think the EPA should have a lot less money. In fact, wouldn't it be great for those of you who believe in smaller government, as I do? I think most rational people do if they really stop to think about it. Big government is a lot of tyranny and authoritarianism and a big hassle. But for those of us who believe in smaller government, what if on your tax form there was a percentage to go to, like, just charity, where you could say you could designate up to 50% of your federal taxes to just go to charity? And you might say, well, You can do that already. You can write, you can donate to charities and you can deduct it from your taxes. Not unlimited. There is actually a limit of how much you can donate in terms of how much you can write off. It's not what you think. It's not a free-for-all. But what if that changed and it were like a situation where you could say, okay, let's say you have to pay $10,000 in federal tax in a given year. And maybe you could designate, well, I really would rather $5,000 go to, you know, this nonprofit. Whatever's your favorite nonprofit. I don't know, the National Resource Defense League, or what is that, what it's called? Council? I don't know. You could designate it to whatever you want, and that's accepted by the government, and then you only pay half to the government itself. See, I think we'd be much better off as a country if we didn't have the two-party tribalism, but instead had economic libertarianism in the sense that people get to decide when they pay their taxes which programs they actually want to fund. Now, the caveat in this is that the government has made promises to people via, let's say, Social Security. And those promises, of course, have to be kept. So there must be a certain amount paid out to Social Security, and that can't be changed. So there are locked-in minimums that have to be met. I don't know if maybe it's not even minimums, just locked-in payouts that have to be met. And so those can't be messed with. And, of course, a similar thing might be said with Medicaid or Medicare, I guess, well, at the federal level would be Medicare. And, of course, benefits to veterans and things like that, you know, pensions for federal employees. You know, there are a lot of promises that have to be kept. And so I'm not suggesting that the voters could wipe out those promises. That wouldn't be fair. But for new programs or budgets for federal agencies, I think a lot of people in America think that a lot of these agencies are way overfunded, such as the NSA, for example, perhaps, or the EPA, as I've mentioned, or maybe the FBI, because the FBI seems to be so corrupt these days. You got to wonder, what are we getting for our money? If the FBI is actually running around as the largest terrorism group in America, setting up terror plots and trying to recruit homeless meth heads to carry out acts of terrorism so they can stop them and then claim to be stopping terrorism so they can get a bigger budget, you know, that whole racket sounds like something to me that needs to be largely defunded. And if we tighten up the budget belt of the FBI, then maybe they would stop engaging in that kind of nonsense and they'd actually do what they're supposed to do, which is catching real bad guys instead of inventing bad guys. instead of pushing terrorism, maybe they should stop actual terrorists. You know, maybe they should stop corruption, and they could start by investigating James Comey, the former head of the FBI. So there's a lot of things the FBI could do that would make a lot more sense than what they're doing now, which seems to be just wasting time and money and actually hurting the country. And again, not every FBI agent is bad, and I know several retired FBI agents who are good people and so on. And I've said that before, and I support law enforcement as a general principle, but the corruption at the top of the FBI is so sinister and it's so dangerous to our country. Something's got to be done to stop that. And a budget restriction is a great way to do that. And it comes down to a simple principle that I've talked about for several years, which is that every government employee is one paycheck away from, you know, no longer working for the government. I mean, the government employees are not really loyal to the idea of big government. Most of them are just there for the cushy job and the paycheck and the benefits, which happen to be very, very good because it's the government spending other people's money. Well, what if the people, the taxpayers, had more control over how that money is spent? Then things might change and we might get rid of a lot of the waste and fraud in government. And we might have more government policies that reflect the wishes of the people. And this idea that you send your money to the government and then they blow it on things that you don't even approve seems insane to me. And for example, a lot of people out there are anti-war. And so they don't want their tax dollars to go to the government to pay for more cruise missiles. let's say, that are launched, depending on what you believe, sometimes cruise missiles are launched at completely innocent people, and you know, sometimes there are cover stories and this and that. I don't know what you believe, and I'm not analyzing the cruise missile launches right now in this podcast, but just as a general comment, some people don't want to fund cruise missiles. And so why shouldn't they be able to say none of my tax dollars should go to cruise missiles? Why can't they have more control over what they want to do? Or personally, I don't think we should be spending money on so much foreign aid. I think we should stop giving free money to a lot of countries around the world that are taking all of this money, and what are they giving us in return? It seems like nothing. What about these Central American and South American countries? We have all this foreign aid that seems to just end up in the hands of corrupt tyrants who run those countries into the ground. And then those countries end up sending crazy hordes of migrants to the U.S. to try to, because they're fleeing economic collapse and political collapse in their home countries, like Venezuela, for example. So why are we giving money to countries in Central and South America? I don't think we're giving money to Venezuela, of course, but we're giving money to a lot of other countries, and some of that, I think, needs to be strongly revisited. Some of you might say, even Israel. Why are we giving money to Israel? I don't know. I don't know why we're giving money to Israel. You know, I'm not anti-Israel. In fact, I've been attacked about saying that Israel has a right to exist, but why are we paying Israel money? I don't understand that. But then again, maybe I'm just not deep into all the policies all over the world, and so maybe there's some good reason that I'm not aware of, but just from the surface, it seems like a crazy idea. Why are we just handing out money to all these nations around the world when what we need to be doing is investing in the American people? Can't we have better infrastructure in America? Can't we have more technology investment in America? Why can't we have a wall? Why can't we protect our borders? Why can't we have, you know, a better space program or something? I mean, there are 1,000 different things that seems like would be better than just handing money out globally. But then again, that's just my take on it. You might totally disagree, which is my whole point here, that on your tax return, you could say, if you want to, send all the money to Israel. But on my tax return, I would probably say, maybe we should just reduce the size of all government and just confiscate less taxes and send the money back to the people. Why can't we just do that? Why can't we say we don't even support? You know, wouldn't it be awesome if, for example, liberals who always say that you should pay more taxes because you're contributing to wonderful government and taxes are just a contribution. It's a nice humanitarian thing to do. So everybody should pay more taxes because it's nice. And I think that liberals should have the option to pay more taxes. And if they want to double or triple up on their taxes, I think that's great. Why can't they check a box that just says, yeah, double it, you know, and they can submit $20,000 instead of $10,000 because they want to make a bigger contribution to society, as they say. That's their explanation. So I say, let them do it. I think that's a great idea. And then for people who don't want to pay those super high taxes, or they don't want them to go to certain programs, they can then choose what they want or where they want them to go. So just some things to think about, huh? You know, a different system. We don't have to always assume that our current system is the best system. Now, it's a very good system. The founding fathers of America did an incredible job of strongly considering the importance of the separation of powers. You know, thinking about how the judicial system works and the electoral college and the separation between the legislative and the executive is absolutely crucial. This has prevented America from becoming a dictatorial regime for, you know, over 200 years. So they did a good job of thinking about this, but it doesn't mean that we can't rethink all of this, especially in the age now where we have, of course, the internet, we have instant communications. So why can't we have a more participatory democracy where more of the people are directly involved in the budget decisions or the program decisions or the legislative decisions? You know, representative government which has its advantages. I'm not saying that it's all bad or anything, but representative government was created because it was very, very hard for people to get to Washington, D.C. by horse and buggy. If you lived in, you know, Colorado or whatever it was before it was Colorado, you know, wasn't always Colorado, right? But much of the American West, you think about in the 1800s, you know, you can't just, you didn't even have a telephone. You, there's no internet, no telephone, no electricity for much of that century. And there's no way for people out West to participate in the elections because you can't be there in person. But now everybody can. Now everybody could participate. So I doubt that our current system will change in this way. But I suspect that after our current system collapses, which is coming, as you know, that there might be a chance to rethink new systems. And that's really what the focus of this podcast is all about. Check out one of my websites, newstarget.com, or you can listen to more of my podcasts at brighteon.com, brighteon.com. And the channel here is Health Ranger Report, or HR Report. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.